Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. For the latest horoscope news and special offers, like our Facebook page at Russell Grant Site.
Hello Leo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, December the 2nd and the whole week ahead. Because the moon's in the sign of Taurus, what you've got now is a very important weekend to think about your career and to think about where you're going, if not now, then in the new year. Focusing on your career, focusing on your future when it comes to all things professional is the way to go now. Know what you want and concentrate on it with singular fashion. And here's your Sunday, stars. Because the sun is going to square Neptune and there's a full moon in Gemini, things could be all over the place over the next few days. It's about keeping self-control. And remember what I said yesterday, it's about being focused. If you take your eye off the ball of life, if you are distracted from whatever it is that you should be doing, then you will lose out. This is about knowing what you want and not allowing anyone to dissuade you from doing otherwise. Here's your Monday, stars. Yesterday's full moon really has a surplus of energy today. In a kind of way, it's not a bad full moon for you because it allows you to think about the future. And that's what you should be doing now. Today's stars are particularly efficacious, and that means very positive for you to actually deal with the things you want to do. You're in a career focus time, and now your future relies on you dealing with the thing that you really want to do and aspire to. Here's your Tuesday, stars. It's a magnetic kind of day today in a spiritual way. It's very psychic and even supernatural to the extreme. Something could happen today where you hear your name being called, or you smell a certain perfume, or you hear a certain sound, but there is a connection here to your guardian angel or a loved one who has gone before. In a kind of way, this brings tremendous reassurance. And here's your Wednesday, stars. Colossal energy around the sign of Sagittarius, and I love it for you. Because Sagittarius for you as a sign is your fifth house of creativity. And with so much happening with Mercury and with Saturn and with Mars, this is the way forward. It's a creative way forward. Mercury is youth, so you regain your own youthfulness. Or you work with people who perhaps are for a different generation. Either way, this is a profoundly creative time. Use it well. And here's your Thursday, stars. The moon's in your sign now, and the beautiful link to Venus and the sun is just what you need. I mean, if you want to get a new image or a new look in time for Christmas or just one for the new year, then do it now. You need other people to swivel on a sixpence and look at you and think, great. And as they're swiveling on that dime or a sixpence or anything, I want them to think, wow, you've changed for the better. And here's your Friday, stars. Charisma, magnetism, you've got the lot. Your stars here give you sex appeal. They give you so much that you never knew you had. The problem is, perhaps you didn't have it as much as you do now. Because today there is something about you that is impressive. Because your stars are impressive. When you open up your mouth, other people see that you are someone very special.
Now you've heard your horoscope, you might have more questions. Why not speak to our team of psychics and mediums? Call 1-855-330-4220. That's 1-855-330-4220. And quote BOOM when you book a 10-minute reading, and you'll only pay $5. The offer is limited to one-time use and ends soon. See you next week.